first song. You Amaze Me.
Bows down before the King of Glory.
You in our hearts tonight.
Mountains.
Yes, God, tonight we love you. And God, tonight we stand. God, tonight we stand in awe of who you are, of what you've done, and of what you continue to do. God, we love you because you first loved us. Sorry, I ran down here. I'm doing PowerPoint too, and I forgot my Bible. Hold on a second. And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." This is Luke 17, verse 5. So the Lord said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and sit down to eat'? But will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for my supper, and gird yourself and serve me till I've eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink'? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable,' or 'We are unworthy servants. We have done what was our duty to do.'" We're in the season of Christmas. And when I think of Christmas, I think of a little boy. Well, this is kind of a sick thought, but I do. I'm going to be honest with you. But almost every time I think of Christmas, I think of a little boy who doesn't get all the presents that he wants. You know what I'm talking about? He's expecting that one present, and he got 16, but he was hoping for the 17th, and he didn't get it. And so he pouts because he thinks that his parents are obligated to give him a present. That's just sick. The funny thing is I was that boy a while back where I grew up in a pretty wealthy family, and so my parents gave me plenty of gifts, but I didn't get the one that I wanted, which there was always one that I didn't get that I wanted. I would just pout because I thought because I was their son, they were obligated to give me something. And this word obligation, it kind of intrigues me because we all have the same, I want to say all, some of us, I dare to say most of us, might have the same mindset towards God. That God is in some way obligated to give to us. That God is in some way obligated to bless us. That God is in some way obligated to do things for us because we're us. I don't know. Obligation. And so I read this story, and we read a story about a guy who's a master, and he had servants, he had slaves, who came down to, basically they were tending sheep and doing things like that. You come inside, and you get the story. He says, would you thank him for making the food? No. Would you thank him for all the things that he did? No, not necessarily. Why? Because he was obligated, because he was a servant. He's an unworthy servant. He's just a servant doing what he's supposed to do. And like us, like me, we're all like that servant who, when asked to give of our time, of our life, we just do it. Did you know that God was never obligated to create you? But out of his own mercy and grace and love, he created us and gave us life. That's enough for us to give life back to him and to serve him as our master. But he goes further, and because he so loves us, because of his great mercy, he sends his son for us to make us have a right relationship with him. God was not obligated. Remember this. In this season, in December, remember that God was not obligated to love you. God is not obligated to save you. If anyone's obligated, we're obligated to give back to him. If anyone's obligated to do anything, we're obligated to stand in awe and to give our lives to him. When I do something of good, it's reasonable, it's logical. If anybody's obligated, I'm obligated. Amen? So when we give of our tithe and we give more of our offering, remember, God's not obligated to give back. He does it because he loves you. He does it because he's full of mercy. We serve an awesome God. But remember, he's not obligated. He's just full of love and mercy. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, tonight, God, we thank you for your love. God, for your love that extends even to us. This day, in December of 2008, God, you love us. I thank you for all the things you've given to us. Because you've been so generous, because you're rich with mercy, and you're rich with grace, and you're rich with love and compassion. And you lavished all of that onto us just because of how great you are. And so, God, tonight we are thankful. We are full of gratefulness, God. And because of that, we return and we give back to you. We thank you, God, that you so love us. And so, God, we're asking you to receive this offering with thanksgiving and with a thankful heart. We give to you thankful hearts. We bless your name. We ask you to multiply it. And we ask you to have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Come and give.